It's time now for Police on the Scene with a Crime Prevention Lean, with your host, police officer and national crime prevention professional, J.D. Dine.
Good evening, Tim, and welcome to Police on the Scene with a Crime Prevention Lean. I'm your host, J.D. Dine, along with my producer, owner, Tim Kretschmann. How are you, Tim?
I'm doing great. So pleased that we could do another one of these. This is our second live show, and we're pretty happy that we're able to present it to all of you tonight here on YouTube and throughout the world.
Yeah, it's actually, we've got a lot of stuff we're going to talk about tonight. We've got some interesting things with some of the scams out there right now that have been popular. Yeah. And then some crime prevention ideas for keeping your house business safe. We're going to talk about that. We've got our Dumb Criminals Award.
He is an award winner time.
This guy's unbelievable.
That's the tease, though, because comes near the end, because everybody loves the Dumb
And criminals. It was recent. It wasn't something we really had to archive long. I mean, this just happened like a couple weeks ago. I mean, he's a career criminal, but this, actually, the way they caught him was because of this particular move that he made, which is just classic.
You know, a lot of people have careers, but not all of them have good ones.
Yeah, no kidding. And that's just, wow. And that's for sure. The other thing, Tim, which was interesting, we talked on our first show. Yeah. I laughed about, hats. I said, you send me hats and I'll wear them. Especially if they're, inappropriate, I wouldn't. But, I had four hats come in, believe it or not.
You did?
Yeah.
All right, let me get the Joel cam going.
Some of them really aren't related. This one just came in. It says Nashville.
That was one of my favorite TV shows, but I don't think that's the logo from that.
No.
That's just the city. The city of Nashville, and that's it.
So that was one.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah, one, because our show's out of Milwaukee, well, then the University of Milwaukee got involved, and they sent me a Milwaukee Panthers hat. That's their nickname there.
That's actually kind of cool.
I like that one. And then, we do get some, because we're crime prevention, police related.
Right.
People hear this, and you have a sales rep or something, and we had 511, which is a tactical series for law enforcement, sent me one of their hats. Kind of neat. It has their...
It looks nice.
Yeah.
It's got their website on the side there,
so it's not a bad hat. And then, though, my favorite one, which was...
This is because you like toys.
Yeah, it is. It's generic. It's toy time. Hang on. And this is... I wore this out, not out, but I wore it out at night, and man, does it work. It has a built-in lights.
Headlights.
Yeah, headlights. If you want a little bit there, if you want like a lot there, if you really need to light it up, there.
Well, that's coming down, right?
I know,
so that's good for where you're walking.
Exactly. There you go, lighting it up. So, we'll light up the teddy bear back there for your other show. Yeah, and actually, I'm going to put them back there now.
It's actually not for any shows. My mommy gave it to me, so you got to put it out.
Is that okay?
Well, you don't put it out, mommy gets mad.
I looked at this thing in the studio, and it looks kind of small, but the thing is pretty huge, actually.
Yeah.
I guess they say it, and usually it adds 10 pounds, the camera, but for here, it shrunk. Yeah, hang on.
Thank goodness. I should jump on that camera then. Because losing pounds would be a good thing at this point in time. So JD is setting up. Oh, look at that. He is the bear of many hats.
Yeah. That's fantastic. We put him over there. So that's cool. So thanks to the listeners. And I think a lot of them came, Tim, not so much live, but they listened to the show after the fact, which is cool.
Right.
So we get emails.
We still get a lot of people that tune into the show on iTunes.
Yep.
And what happens is we record this on YouTube. Here comes, speaking of inside baseball, we do this on YouTube live. Then we archive it and people can see it. And then later on, I take the sound file and we shoot that out to iTunes so people can enjoy it the way they want to. And let's face it, they take one look at my face and they go, audio would work. That would be okay. I don't need to be looking at this. So... all right. Next here on our little list is something called the Amazon Key. This is something that has been showing up. I got the picture of it up there, JD.
Yep.
This is basically an electronic lock and video system. And you can watch from the camera your front door, and you give certain people access. Like, what you could do is UPS comes up, knocks on the door, right? And you go, oh, why don't you just let that, why don't you just drop that off inside the house? I'll open it for you using my keypad, and then I watch to make sure he isn't ransacking the house, and then I lock up afterwards. Or, like, I have a housekeeper, you could give her some sort of special code, and then you don't have to give her a key, and that way, if your housekeeper is no longer trusted, you just change the code and she's done.
Yeah, exactly.
Is this a good idea? I mean, it's expensive. It's fairly expensive. But is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea?
What I think it's a little bit. This one actually is probably a little bit in between. I mean, the one, a little, you know, there's some good features to it. There's some, okay. And you really explained it well. I think of Ring also is a popular one that law enforcement actually, they really do a lot for law enforcement. Very similar, yeah. Tim. It's a little different concept in that where they originally started where you would ring the doorbell. Or, which they don't promote as much on their commercials, is you'd come up to the doorbell area and a motion goes off. And then you on your phone would get basically, it's almost like a text coming in and saying, hey, someone's in your motion or rang your front door. And then what you could do there is click on it and then you could just talk to them and see them.
Okay.
Which is very similar. Right. Now, it doesn't, you know, the little different twist here was the, you know, getting access into the house where you can unlock the door and let them in and stuff.
Right.
Here's my issue with that is, okay. Is I get, especially with the packages and stuff being delivered and people stealing over the holidays, that's a huge issue.
It's terrible. And like in L.A., I think Amazon even stopped in some areas delivering because if nothing was getting through.
No, and the two things I always tell people that would stay away from doing this would be just have them delivered to your work or make them have a signature. And being at so that where at least you know somebody signed for it. If they signed for it, it's obviously somewhere other than on your front stoop or step. Now, here's where I'm going with this. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I guess sometimes in law enforcement we think like the criminals is because realistically, if I come to your door and mm-hmm. I say I'm UPS or I say I'm Amazon, because these guys, you know, especially they're driving, they're just like you and I a lot of times.
Right.
You know, and they've got a package and, you know, okay, we're going to open the door and then just put it in and then leave. So you don't. So let's say I'm a bad guy. You open the door and you say, hey, get out of my house. And I basically can throw up my middle finger to you per se, because I've got at least 3-4 minutes before anybody's coming.
Right.
You know where I'm going with that? So, I mean, now you, okay, and so maybe you get a photo of them or...
Yeah. Great. That's gonna help you as you're filling out your insurance
form. Exactly. So it's I think it's
now,
good
can
for
this, can this improve your insurance situation? Do you think they'll give us a discount for having something like this?
Yeah,
I know a security system you can get a discount.
Yeah, see I have the Ring. I'll be honest with you, I have the Ring at home, and I actually have the Ring floodlight too, which is really interesting. It's where it's a motion floodlight, and if it goes on, it starts to video record and audio if you wanted both, which is really kind of cool. So you can talk through the floodlight, too. I think I can't really speak for the insurance industry in general, but it's not going to hurt. Sometimes, Tim, and you, and I that's what I like about this show. I mean, we don't have to kind of candy coat anything. Sometimes insurance agents...
Because you would have buried us long ago.
Yeah, no kidding. Sometimes insurance companies will give you, like, the big, this will help and this will help, and then... When you do it, it's really not that big
of
a deal.
Yeah, it's usually like $3 a year or something like that.
I'll give you an example.
It's not going to pay for itself.
No. I mean, I had some family members go through a defensive driving school. It was excellent school, taught by law enforcement. I mean, And they got certified and everything, had to pass a test, mm-hmm. brought it into my insurance. The first exact thing that they said was, oh, yeah, this will give you a discount. Then a phone call later is basically, well, it's a good thing. And, you know, it almost was more of an accident forgiveness thing if that happened. But there wasn't really any... There wasn't any of this coming back to the JD now, man at off the top. So, you know, not a bad thing, though. I mean, it's still not a bad
thing. The one thing I see on here that's very interesting, I don't think Ring does this, but they will actually come out and install the lock for you.
Yes.
Now, we've talked about this in the past. You can have the greatest lock in the world. If it's not installed correctly...
Yes.
It's no good.
That's huge.
If they're willing to do that and they know what they're doing, which I don't have any background in knowing if they know what they're doing or not.
Yeah.
But if they do, that could be a value. The concern I have here is what if you butt dial your door open? Because I call people on a regular basis involuntarily.
Okay. Yeah, right. Exactly.
I don't have this feature on my garage door for exactly this reason. I could hook it up. I got all the equipment. I'm like, no diggity. That is not going to happen because I'm afraid of it going off. Now, I will tell you what I do with this. My work doesn't allow it to be delivered to work. But what I will do is
go to... Okay.
No.
They refuse it? Yeah, well, you had a big company.
They got too much stuff.
Yeah, that's a big
company. But what you can do is go to the UPS store, and it doesn't matter if it's delivered by FedEx or whatever. UPS store, you can set up long-term and short-term mail drops.
Yep.
And you can actually set it up for as little as one delivery, at least the last time. It's been a long time because... Out here, I'm not too concerned about it. But at my old place of living, it's something that you want to use every so often.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. It's,
you know, and,
especially urban settings where you're in apartment condos, you know, just, I mean, you know, really close. There's just so many sets of eyes that are watching and...
Yeah. And then basically, you have a street address and they give you a number and you write down the number and you can't... You come and you pick it up, basically.
Yeah.
At a storefront.
So. I mean, I'll tell you what,
I do love Walmart's new delivery system where it gets delivered to the store. You sit down, you click that you're there, and they come and they open up a locker where they have your order all ready for you and they just hand it to you. And I'm like, this is pretty good. If Amazon figures that stuff out and they start opening up, they've been talking about having storefronts. That's going to be tough to beat. You just kind of sit down and you log in, and they basically come and give you your stuff.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
No, and that's coming. I mean, definitely.
I think that's coming. Yeah. I don't know that I would invest in this product, but we are a fan of the electronic locks. You're on the...
Absolutely.
You're on board with electronic locks.
Oh, absolutely. It's nice, too, because you can always check if you forgot, you know, double check. Now, going back just to kind of... finish up on where you said you could butt dial it. The one thing, and Amazon's the same way, there's a couple of movements that would be pretty hard to butt dial. I mean, it's not like one click and you're there.
Dial in a pin or something?
Well, yeah, and then plus you have to, because a lot of times it's set up where you could have multiple locks, so you have to click lock one, lock two, lock three. And then click on that. And
that
then
makes
get into
me
that.
Feel better.
Yeah, yeah. That so that part of it's not. And that's the same with Ring. Ring does a great job with that. It's almost like you have a calendar. You have to click on whatever, you know, wherever, and then you can start to make
some
changes.
Now, we talked about what might happen with delivery. Do you ever see one of these having a deterrent involved? And I'm not talking about, you know, machine guns or electrical, but... like flashing lights in people's face and that sort of thing, the bad guy's in there, how do we, you know, alert, hey, I got a problem. Is there like a panic button or something?
No, I think, I don't think so. I mean, most of the time, basically, you just have to call law enforcement and then just yourself. do the play-by-play if you can. Now, the one thing that's interesting, and not that I'm going from Amazon to Ring, but what's really cool is with the Ring is when you have it set for motion, you see these idiots. You see in a lot of them, they're burglars, they're going to force entry, whatever, and they start to come up, and they think they're smart, but they're not. But they see that all of a sudden, oh, shoot, it's a Ring, you know, doorbell.
Yeah.
And so then they decide to one or two things. They immediately pull down, their hoodie or their hat or whatever to try, and then they're going to Ring it so that you can't identify them. Or then they'll just knock, thinking, and you're thinking, if the homeowner has it on motion, you're thinking he's got everything he needs, which is awesome. And I've had some really good luck with that. And I tell you what, because I'll bring in, I'll tell you my one story, because it's a good story, because people now they're becoming more familiar with this, but at first they think it's an intercom, Tim. And not there's no video
component?
At all.
Right.
And I had on my house, I had these, and I'm going to call them what I think they are. They're at the very most scammers, at the very least, extremely low life roofing companies that take advantage of
senior citizens.
See, and weather related, we had a little bit of hail in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they're going door to door, saying stuff like, your insurance company has to pay for this because there was hail and blah, blah, blah. And that's not true. I mean, it's not like that. You don't sign and then your insurance company,
You know what usually happens, by the way? Usually, if there is an event that they think is significant, the insurance company will come out and say, we could probably get your house, your roof replaced. You know why the insurance company does that? It's cheaper for them in the long run.
Yeah.
If that roof fails.
Yeah. No.
So they're like, we better put one on there. So.
Yeah, and that's what happened with mine, actually. I took a couple of pictures while it happened, and the hail was about the size of, small, not golf ball size, that would be big, but they're marble size. And I had some really, they put huge dents in, my grill and stuff.
Yeah.
And so then I went up and I had these vents and they put big dents in that. And that was pretty much enough for the insurance company. Well, where I'm going
now,
with grill,
you are talking about your car, or you're talking about
a gas grill. I was so lucky, Tim. Both my cars were in my garage. Yeah. How lucky. I caught a break there.
Or I thought maybe your special teeth that you put in.
Exactly. But anyways, going back to the Ring store, I get a Ring and I'm at work. Mm-hmm. And it's this person, and they're like, yeah, we're with this company. And I knew right away it was the fly-by-nighters, because you see them. And I go, and they go, yeah, and they give me this whole BS crap story, And then I just stopped and I go, and she's like talking and she's not even looking around. And I said, have you looked at my roof? And she's like, what? And I go, have you looked at my roof? I mean, you just told me I need a new roof. Did you actually look at it? And she's like, I hadn't got there, but I know you had hail in this area. I said, I replaced my roof 2 weeks ago, and it looks awesome. And then and I saw her facial expressions, and it was a Ring moment, man, because it was no even buy. It was just like clipboard shut, see you later, and... and it was like, I think I even had a couple comments like, yeah, and don't come back. And I was just, it's kind of funny because you can set the volume too. So my neighbor was walking his dog and he said, yeah, I could hear you talking to her from the roadway. And I'm like, cool, that's fine. So going back, there's some good products out there. The thing is, I guess in just kind of a summary is I'd have no issues with letting in like a normal, consistent, like you said, cleaning help,
right?
But just a delivery dude, I wouldn't do it. I'd look for something else to do.
Okay,
give him some guidance on maybe where to put it, but I'm not letting him in my house.
Well, I always tell my delivery people where to stick it. Next is winter wake-up calls. What is winter wake-up calls?
I tell you, in the United States, we've had everybody's had a taste of winter here, especially.
Yeah, we're about to get it again now.
Midwest, we're getting cold again, and And I think, and I say winter, and I think this can happen in other areas too. And I think it happens more in rural areas and in off time areas. When I should say off hour times, and I would say that's usually everything but 9 to 5.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is people are just absolutely oblivious to crime prevention with their cars during especially cold weather. They think everybody is not going to do anything because the temperature is below 10 degrees, and that's just not the case. And where I'm going with this is, and I'll give you the example, Tim. We talked off air before I came into the show tonight, and I was late. I'm going to start to wear my body cam, I think, around, because this was so unbelievably stupid by this woman. She was so oblivious to everything going on. I go to a post office. I'm not going to say where, but it's not like in the middle of nowhere, but it's off hours. It's open because you can do electronic delivery, and they have obviously mailboxes in there. And so when I'm walking in, I'm actually going to drop off my mail and then come to this show, Tim. So I'm walking in,
yeah.
And I see there's one other car in the parking lot other than mine, and it's running. Didn't think much of it because I didn't look in it. So I was actually kind of assuming somebody was in it. Then I walk into the post office, and there's this lady doing stuff that she should have done in a secure locked car for starters. Okay. But she's sorting all her mail, I guess. And I'm not sure exactly what she's doing, and putting stamps on it and stuff. And I literally, and then she's doing it right in front of the slits where you put all your mail stuff.
People do that.
Oh,
I see it all
God.
The time.
So then, and here's the other killer. So I'm here, and, whoop, I'm sorry.
Now he's hitting the microphones.
And
violence against microphones.
And if you can see
Jenny.
This hand, her purse is on this side of me. She's on this side of me. So I'm going through, so I'm thinking, oh, man, lady. I mean, your purse is wide open. It's the size of a small backpack. And, so, you know, I almost had that crime prevention moment and said something to her, but, you know, she doesn't even look up, completely does not even look up. So she could have never identified me if I'd just taken the purse, because she never looked. So then as I'm leaving, I look, and sure enough, the car running is hers, and it's open, and the keys are in it. And I'm just like, oh. So I go in, I grab my phone, I unlock my car, I grab my phone, and I thought, you know what, I'm gonna videotape this for tonight's show. Because she's not even going to look up. But unfortunately, she was just leaving when I decided to go back in. So we'll get one of those. It gave me a good story idea. But where I'm going with this, gas stations, convenience stores, kids' schools, everywhere. And people just, they've got
situation everywhere.
And there are criminals out there that seriously will just look like everyday people that are carpooling or whatever, and they're waiting for you.
Your opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, the thing is, JD, in the winter it's cold, people want the convenience. The problem is, a place like the post office in particular, they know at the post office people are going to just pop in, right?
Yep.
Grocery store is probably another one.
Yep.
Yeah, those are places they're going to look at.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
They're probably not checking out the mall quite as much for this, right? Because
no,
the mall people aren't
as,
popping in.
No, they're not like, yeah, exactly. The only time they'll do if it's a strip mall, per se, and then they have like a lawn, well, like, oh, a
the UPS store.
Yeah, UPS store or a cleaning store, you know, for your wardrobes, a laundromat, I should say, something like that, where you pop, you know, pop in, pop out, even like a pizza joint, you know, something like that, you know, or a pickup Chinese place. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, and take the time to lock and load, as I say, but it's not a gun, it's your car. Lock it up and load your stuff so that people don't, you know, see it there. I just did the other day I did something. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm actually going into work at 3:30, and it's a real high end, super nice area for real high end weddings and stuff. And I'm walking into the place, and they're very, very the reason they have like off-duty police officers, retired officers working is that they're conscious about reputation.
Yeah.
They're in an urban area. The building is absolutely gorgeous, but there's property crime issues in the area. So okay. 3 o'clock on a Sunday, Saturday afternoon, I'm walking in, and the BMW parked like literally almost by the front door of this place has a smashed out passenger's window. So I walk in to the party planner, and I said, do you realize that the car out there has got a smashed out window? And she's like, what? And long story short is the owner, I was there for 3:30. I actually got there 15 minutes early. So it was 3:15. I find it. She parked her car at 5 minutes after 3, went in to get actually a fitting for a wedding dress. Okay. And then realized that, and then I told them basically, we did kind of a search, found out it was her car. And here's the deal, Tim.
Yep.
Talk about lock it up, is she had just gone to a somebody's registry for a wedding, and she got a $10 add-on gift for a wedding in about a shoebox size package, had it gift wrapped, and it had about, like I said, a $10 gift in there, and laid it on her front seat. Well, guess what happened? Somebody, you know, these criminals don't have X-ray vision, but they see a package, it's wrapped.
They figure it's good enough. It could be iPod, it could be anything.
Absolutely. Could be silver, could be gold, who knows what it is, you know. They take it, and, you know, and the mentality of people just sometimes just, you know, it's like, well, yeah, it's really no big deal. It was only $10. And I'm like, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is a big deal. For starters, is, you know, I don't know what your deductible is, but your window's going to cost you about $380, $400, $500 deductible. No, it actually, the gift cost you $510.
Yeah. Honestly, I think if you fart at a car now, it's $500.
Yeah, pretty
for
much.
For them to fix it.
Yeah.
I had a little fender bender with my new Honda, and it was like $700. And I say fender bender, no fender was harmed. It was like he dinked my bumper, but, you know, it has one of those appliques on there. And
right,
all that
right,
stuff.
Right.
And it's like, are you kidding me? And of course he wasn't insured.
Of course.
Hey, you know what? Hey, we got somebody actually in the chat room there.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, and he goes by the Phantom.
Hey, man.
Hey, man, I hope you're having a pleasant evening. We hope you're enjoying the show.
Yes, yeah.
Because we don't know what we're doing.
And I actually had a question.
Oh, you got one.
Yeah, I was trying to do this cool, but I'm going to just kind of quick check this out.
Yeah, you know, you wearing these hats, there are times where all we see is your hat.
Yeah, I know.
On the show. We hardly ever see your eyes.
That's okay.
I'm surprised you haven't come in here. With the mirrored glasses, because that would be awesome if he came in. Hey, thanks, Phantom, for keeping it alive there.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't get a lot of chat room.
I wonder who's
all watching. A lot of people watching.
The question here was kind of interesting. It
what
had
is
to
it?
Do with it was a kind of a winner based question, and it had to do with if you. It's the question. I'm trying to summarize it because it's kind of long. It was.
And he can't find it, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I found it.
You can't use your phone. This is so sad. Okay, go on. I'm sorry.
No, the question was with lighting, and they kind of told me a story and stuff, and I was actually texting.
Yeah,
back.
Try lighting somebody wearing a baseball hat.
Yeah,
go on.
Yeah, there you go. There, I can look up. But the question was this, Tim, is they're talking about what type of lighting, security lighting, to get outside their front door. And my text back was, well, where's the fixture you have now? Can you reach it with your hand? They weren't sure. So I think they actually went out and checked. And they said, no, you'd have to use a stepladder. And that's fine. And that's where I was kind of going with it. I said, literally, wherever you have something that, you know, you could reach with your hand, you don't want...
An unscrew?
Yeah, you don't want an unscrew. So basically, you want a floodlight that's encased.
So what you want to do is watch The Godfather Part 2. Because that's the one where the guy unscrews the light bulb just before he whacks a dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's very important.
Well, and again, I'll tell you what's funny. Is
everything relates to a movie.
Yeah, and you talking technology again, it's like, and I'm going back to The Ring here, but it's
here
because I have one. But on a few of the videos, you've seen the burglars, basically, they'll unscrew the light. What's super cool is basically the camera will change in infrared, and they'll, it's just like, yeah, you lose again, dude. Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, very.
Well, we're actually skipping some of the stories that we have for tonight.
Phantom likes Godfather 1.
Yeah, I like Godfather 1 more than 2. Some people really go crazy about 2. I liked Godfather 1. Okay, so we are going to go to everybody's favorite. Are you ready? Here we go. It's time. I gotta hide that. It's stupid criminal story time.
It is.
And
it is.
Do you want me to read it and you'll react?
Yeah, go ahead, because I found this one and you can enjoy this one. So go ahead and read this
Okay,
one.
The Houston Police Department is searching for a man suspected to be behind a string of robberies. That may not be too difficult since the suspect has his social security number tattooed on his forehead.
Do you believe that?
According to Houston's KPRC, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Investigators believe Robert Wooten, 40 years old, recently robbed a pawn shop. Although he tried covering up his tattoo, police say they recognized Wooten in surveillance video. In addition to his social security tattoo, Wooten has his area code 713 tattooed on his neck. Thank God it's not the entire telephone number, because I know JD would be talking me into calling.
Yeah, right, I would. Now. I would. I'm actually looking at a security number right now. Yeah. Bet you look that way. What an idiot.
Police called Wooten a career criminal and believed he's connected to at least half a dozen armed robberies since October 2017. What frightens me is that there's been half a dozen armed robberies, and this guy is still out on the loose.
Oh,
so let's catch this guy. Hope the police get him, because he's obviously dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't obviously look like a nice guy. And yeah, it's.
But that's pretty dumb.
I've never heard of that before. That's
why would you do that?
He even has the dashes. He doesn't even try to hide it at all. It's like, you know, if you had a whole number, you could say, oh, it's my prison number.
Should I tell you why, though? I did some research on this before you came over here. He wanted that on there because your stolen merchandise, you actually do have to put that on your taxes. And he doesn't want to get caught for tax evasion. And it's his income. So he wants to put that on there so that he doesn't have any problems.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That's how they got Capone.
Yeah, yeah. That's Yeah, well, he's no Capone.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can thank me later for my great insight on all this. And
just unbelievable. Yeah, unbelievable. That's unbelievable. And this was just back on January 10th.
January 10th.
Yeah. So this is, you know, fairly.
This guy is recent. Still out there. Yeah. Let's catch him.
Yeah,
let's catch him. He's dumb enough to do something like that.
If you see him and you know him and you saw him or what, I mean, talk about an easy guy, unless he's wearing a baseball cap everywhere. It's
like certain police officers. And
well,
speaking of
this
baseball,
is a joke, and I get four caps in. Now it's like going to be part
now
of the
he's,
show.
Yeah, now he's going to be making the shout out.
Yeah.
If you want to send those in, how did they find out?
Here's what they did. We gave them my email, and then I got emails. And then they said, do you want this? And then I would just give them my mailing address. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, so that's fine.
Give out your
email's GPD, just like the hat there, then an underscore.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the last name of, you know, JD Dine is my last name, DHEIN@yahoo.com.
Yeah, and he's one of the seven people still using Yahoo, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Yeah, well, for this is my, this
I'm
is
surprised
my...
this isn't a flip phone over here.
No, I know, Yahoo, Gmail, that's what's funny, though, it's the same thing, whatever. Yeah, I know, I got you.
All right, I think we're at the end. We were trying to make these shows half an hour. We're right at the half hour.
Yep. Phantom, because, thanks for coming in.
Yes, thank you, Phantom. There's actually two other very quiet people right now in there.
All right, that's
but
fine.
They're not doing...
That's
They're not in there.
Phantom, what's your favorite police show? You know, when we're talking about police shows, too, is... have you watched the live yet?
Yes, I have. It's great.
It isn't... I'm going to apply to be one of their hosts. The one dude isn't even a cop. I mean, he's a security guard. And I mean, seriously, that's what he is. He's a corporate security guard. So whatever, dude. You're trying to tell what street cops what they're doing and why they're doing it. And the other guy...
Calm down.
Yeah, you're I'm kind of editorializing and I haven't watched the show. No, I know. Well, yeah, I want his spot, actually. That's what I'm going after. The other guy's really good. He's got a nickname, and I should know it, but he's a cop, and he knows his stuff, and he's had a background in it. I mean, even if the guy was a dispatcher, I'd give him credit, but he's not, he's neither. And then I better leave it alone because I'm kind of ripping
the guy.
Yeah,
you might be sitting there.
But I was watching. Yeah, no, I wouldn't. I'm taking a spot. No. I'm going to send my resume in and see. So, yeah, maybe we can go
from
there. Yeah,
they'll see this show and go,
There you go.
Phantom likes the TV show Cops. That is a good
one. Cops is good. Phantom, it'll be funny. I had one person email me who supposedly has a Cops, the TV show, baseball cap that he said was too small for him that he's going to send me. So our next show, if I do, I'll definitely pop that one up there.
Get the cap. Well, if it doesn't fit you, it'll fit...
It'll fit the bear back there.
Yeah, we got to name that.
Absolutely.
You know what? We're going to make that next week. Next time we do one of these. Name the bear. Hat McHattenstack or something like that. I don't know.
What's that bear movie with Wahlberg? He was like the talking little dude. He was not a nice bear.
Oh, what was that?
I thought you'd know that. You're Mr. Movie guy.
This is going to bother me.
I stumped Tim Kretschmann on a movie.
Oh.
I thought you'd just get that like that. Is it Teddy or something?
Yeah, it was made by Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah, yeah. And I think he might even have a sequel, too. Yeah.
Phantom, help me out here. I don't know. It isn't Ted. It isn't Teddy. It isn't something.
Isn't Ted?
Similar.
It might be Ted.
It might be Ted.
Yeah, I think it is.
It might be Ted.
Yeah, I think it's Ted. Because I'm telling myself that. I mean, it's not a G-rated.
No. We're a family show.
Yeah,
we can't really discuss it much.
Ted was kind of naughty. Kind of. I'm not a movie guy like you, but I saw some of the previews and they were not good. So, anyways. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, for people that like crime movies, right now. And I don't know what your taste in crime movies are, but there's a movie called Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri. And it reminds me a lot of Fargo. So if you like movie Fargo, I think it's a really good companion piece to that film. And it has the same star.
Interesting.
So, but very different characters, very different background, because here it's kind of the South of Missouri, which if you've been in the Ozark area, it gets pretty southern at some point in Missouri. And it's a story of, well, you know what? It's up for half a dozen Oscars. It isn't horrible. You go out and see it.
Oh, there you go.
It's worth seeing.
And Tim knows his movies, so.
I go a lot.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true.
If you would like to participate in legalized theft, just get yourself a movie pass, because for $10 a month, you can see as many movies as you want. I don't understand how they're making money on this thing. They can't have too many fools like me running around.
There you go.
I'm just charging up like crazy. Okay, now we're officially over.
We
screwed ourselves over.
With that said, if you have any questions, comments, you want to email us, comment, anything we want to touch on, definitely let us know, because if it's crime prevention, we'll have the answer. If we don't, we'll get it for you. So thanks a lot, everybody. With that said, I'm your host, J.D. Dine, producer-owner Tim Kretschmann. Have a good night, and we're 10-8.